Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear listeners, welcome to another episode of Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio. We all know that the acts of worship that we should do or that we must do must have a particular intention that goes with it. Now obviously the discussion of intention, the discussion on niyyah, is a very important and a very broad discussion. Then some of the great scholars have spoken about it. But what should our intention be? Obviously it should be a sincere intention, meaning what? That it should be purely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is what we mean by khalis. Khalis means that thing that is removed of everything that is not that particular thing. It has been cleaned, it has been, you know, shaved of the extras that go with it. It is something that is pure, right? So in this tradition from Hazrat Zahra salam ala alayha, she speaks about this type of ibadah, this type of worship. And the results and the rewards that a person who performs this type of worship will get from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So she says that that person who sends up, now according, you know, we don't send a'mal up, basically. Basically, it's the performance of that particular act. But the hadith says, man as'ada, so su'ud. And if it's something to transcend, although we don't mean a physical transcendence here. So who that person who performs an act of worship that is sincere, that is khalis, that is pure, purely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and for nothing else. Even you could say that the word khalis here means the person doesn't even want reward, nor does he fear the punishment, but he wants Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and just obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in reward, and this is very beautiful because she uses the word sa'ad, to go up. Then she uses the word ahbata, which means to come down. Right, so something descends upon you, right? It falls. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will therefore drop upon you, if you want to translate it directly, the best of that which will benefit you. This is a very beautiful tradition. That sometimes we do not know what is in our benefit. Obviously we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what is in our benefit and what is not. So if a person performs worship in this manner, that which is returned to him from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will only be that which benefits him, rather that which is the best of benefit to that person in this world or even in the hereafter. The hadith is not clear on that. But most surely in this world as well, it will have an impact and it will have a role to play in how the person lives the rest of his or her life. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to perform sincere act of worship and in order for us to get from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the best of that which will benefit us. Inshallah, until next time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma محمد وآل محمد.